Hello and welcome to the March episode of Fastener Talk, a podcast dedicated to the fastener and fixing industry. I am the host, Will Lowry, and in this episode we look at some of the key features and insights you can expect from the March-April edition of Fastener and Fixing magazine, which is now available online at fastenerandfixing.com, with printed magazines hitting desks by the end of this week. One of the main features in this issue is our Fastener Machinery Spotlight. Purchasing additional machinery is always a big investment, but can often be an essential part of a business taking the next step in its development. With that in mind, our Fastener Machinery Spotlight feature looks to provide a unique insight into key developments within the fastener machinery sector, as well as give visitors to the Wire Düsseldorf show, due to take place from the 15th to 19th of April, the opportunity to see what they can expect from exhibitors. This includes articles on every aspect of the fastener production process, such as heading and forging, tooling and dies, threading and secondary operations, turning and milling, heat treatment, as well as inspection and packaging. The Fastener Machinery Spotlight ensures that readers will find the latest news on every type of machinery. The feature also highlights new machinery that has been made available by companies, most of which will be on display at the Wire Düsseldorf show. This includes the future of nail production with the latest version of the Enco line from Encotech, which has been designed to minimize downtime and reduce labor intensity. There is also the new GV210 flat die thread rolling machine, equipped with an induction heating unit for warm-hot rolling from Saspi. To add to this, Wafios Umfim Technik will be showing for the first time the new HC6-80A rotor press with a direct connection to an EWMEN AF61 thread rolling machine using the patented pneumatic transport system. National Machinery will also demonstrate three machines on its stand: the FX-H2 lightning machine, the DTI model 3105 wire drawer, and the smart NG20 threader. Carlo Salvi will also unveil the CS663LF, the latest evolution of its most known CS663 machine. With its revolutionary linear wire feed system, the CS663LF promises improved performance and efficiency, with Carlo Salvi saying it sets a new standard for excellence in wire production. Netroff Machinery will also be exhibiting at Wire Düsseldorf and has a number of new products and innovations that it will be demonstrating to visitors throughout the 5 days of the show. Within the Fastener Machinery Spotlight feature, we have an exclusive article that takes an in-depth look at the capabilities and developments at Netroff Machinery. SACMA Group will also be attending Wire Düsseldorf, and its stand will be dedicated to its four brands, SACMA, Ingramatic, HS Asp and Technolift. In the Fastener Machinery Spotlight section, SACMA highlights all the machines it will be showcasing. The insight into SACMA Group doesn't stop there, as the world-renowned manufacturer of multi-station cold-forming machines for high-precision metal components and fasteners, SACMA is also the focus of our cover story for March. In this cover story, we look at how the Italian manufacturer has used a commitment to quality, modularity, excellence, reliability, customer centricity, continuous improvement, innovation, teamworking, and employee engagement as its core values to make it the business it is today. In addition to sourcing new machinery, a key topic for a lot of our readers currently is looking at new suppliers, especially with the global tensions that there are around the world. With that in mind, we have an exclusive Made in India feature that not only looks at the current economic situation with India and the Indian fastener market, but also showcases some of the key Indian fastener manufacturers and the steps they have been taking to ensure they can support both existing and new customers going forward. To start the feature, there is a report from the Fastener Association of India that explains what is currently happening within the Indian fastener manufacturer sector. There are also articles on Ashrotech Steels, Gala Precision Engineering, Kova Fasteners, Mahindra Fasteners, MPS Fasteners, Precise Fasteners, and Strut Support Systems, who between them cover every type of fastener, such as machine screws, socket products, wood screws, hex wrenches, self-tapping and drilling screws, bolts, rivets, pressure lugs, nuts, headless screws, starlock washers, bearings, strut channels and brackets, hexagon socket heads, countersunk screws, flange button head cap screws, dowel pins, nails, collated screws, hex head flange bolts, shoulder bolts, socket plugs, hex plugs, agricultural fasteners, structural bolting, hardened washers, load indicator washers, wedge anchors, engine mounting studs, wedge lock washers, disc springs, as well as special fasteners. What makes Fastener and Fixing magazine unique within the industry is our ability to provide unique content that is just not available elsewhere. This is once again underlined in our Insights section with the first article on International High Tech Consulting, a company that has been established by Marco Pizzi, who is well known within the industry for his expertise and knowledge in the mechanicals sector, specifically in the field of fasteners. Marco has finally embarked on the path of translating his managerial experience into entrepreneurship through International High Tech Consulting. To add to this, there are also articles from Apex Stainless and how it will optimize the use of data thanks to a new ERP system that will help unlock more efficiency gains as well as deliver a better customer experience. Stephen Roberts, marketing manager at Fabry UK, provides a guide to manufacturers on how to navigate production delays due to fastener shortages. Isaac Sordella, CEO at Ramesh's Tudela, explores the key aspects that have driven the company's sustained success. And PEM UK announces the opening of its physical offices in Burnley and how it signals a renewed commitment to the UK market. Plus, it underlines the steps it has taken to ensure it is ready for the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism regulation, better known as CBAM. Still, there is more. We have articles from our usual contributing authors, Barbara Sagotto, Secretary General of the European Consortium of Anchor Producers, known as ECAP, who discusses the new generation of Eurocodes and how they will impact the design of timber structures, and Jason Bader, Principal of the Distribution Team, looks at the subject of personalization and how it still plays a key role within the wholesale market. Finally, there is an excellent feature within Products and Tools that looks at developments within rivets and rivet nuts and includes articles from Italian manufacturer BBA, Sherrix Fastening Solutions, Jayton Riveting Products, the leading brand of Owlett Jayton, as well as Fixie Group. As always, there is so much more within the March edition, so do make sure you give it a full read so that you stay better informed about the fastener industry. Thanks for listening, and you will hear from me next time.